Inspired to bless. The Lord gave me inspiration as I gave my missionary friend a priesthood blessing. I had a wonderful time laboring as a full-time missionary in the Hawaii Honolulu mission. It was filled with experiences I will remember for the rest of my life. One in particular showed me how our Heavenly Father knows each of His children and their needs. One night I was working with my district leader. We had returned to my apartment after a hard but satisfying day of proselyting, and were having my monthly interview. Following the interview, he asked me, "Would you give me a blessing?" I was shocked and my heart began to pound. I wasn't used to being asked to give a blessing. I asked him why he wanted one. He confided that he was having a bit of difficulty and needed some help. Still not knowing exactly what his concerns were, I agreed to give him a blessing. Before I laid my hands on his head, I said a silent prayer that I would be inspired to know what to say to help my missionary friend. As I placed my hands on his head, the most amazing feeling flowed from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. I cannot remember the words I spoke, but I was the instrument through which Heavenly Father spoke to one of His sons who needed wisdom. When I took my hands from his head, he turned to me with tears rolling down his cheeks and expressed his gratitude. What he told me next was as much a surprise as when he asked me to give him a blessing. I had spoken words that had been pronounced in his patriarchal blessing. They provided him with the comfort he needed. The Lord truly does know each of His children, and through the power of the priesthood, we can be instruments in blessing the lives of our brothers and sisters as we strive to return to His presence in the celestial kingdom. Note, President Thomas S. Monson had a similar experience. Read Priesthood Profiles in the June 1987 New Era in the Gospel Library at www.lds.org. End of note.